Constantly late with work, blame the painting fallacy. From the humble journalist to the big city planner, people across the globe miss deadlines. But what if you could fix the cognitive bias that causes this to happen? I love deadlines. I love the whooshing noise they make as they go by, the late British author Douglas Adams once famously quipped. Most of us can empathize with this feeling of time rushing before our eyes as we struggle to complete a task. At least most of our delays are not the cause of national humiliation, but missed deadlines have led to red faces in politics on numerous occasions. Consider the Sydney Opera House. The Australian government first commissioned the project in 1958, with the expected completion date of 1963, yet it didn't open until 1973, 10 years late in an enormous extra cost. Today, prominent examples include the Hong Kong Zhaozhou Macao Bridge, Berlin's Wally Brown Airport, the British much-vaunted HS2 high-speed railway, which is now 7 years behind target. The cognitive quirk is called the planning fallacy, leads us to constantly underestimate how long it will take us to complete a project. Why are we so bad sticking to schedules? The explanation can't just be laziness or procrastination, since in many of these cases, the employees were working in full productively. Instead, psychologists tend to blame a cognitive quirk called the planning fallacy, which leads to constantly underestimate how long it will take us to complete a project. The result is our original deadlines are flawed from the get-go. Whether you are managing a complex professional project or simply trying to renovate your house, an understanding of the planning fallacy will help to ensure that you meet every goal on time. The concept of the planning fallacy was first introduced by the Nobel Prize-winning psychologist and economist Daniel Kahneman and his collaborator Amos Tversky in the 1970s, who were inspired by the habits of their colleagues. They were surprised to note that their colleagues routinely underestimate how long a project will take to complete even after they had missed many deadlines or similar projects in the past. They weren't learning from their errors. Survey confirms that the planning fallacy is astonishingly common. In schools and universities, it can be seen among both staffs and students. In IT, survey suggests that fewer than one-third of projects meet their initial deadlines. In industrial research and design, projects take about 3.5 times as long as expected, and as Adams had noted, it is the bane of authors. Informal estimates suggest that up to 90% of professional writers are late delivering their manuscripts. The planning fallacy could also help us understand why people fail to file their text returns on time year after year, and leave Christmas shopping until it's almost too late. In each case, previous failure did not appear to improve their chances of meeting deadlines in the future. In IT, surveys suggest that fewer than one-third of projects meet their initial deadline. One theory is that the planning fallacy arises from a broader tendency to focus on fine details of a scenario rather than the big picture. What Kahneman calls taking the inside view as a freelance writer setting out the schedule for an assignment, for instance. I must start to tot up all the people I need to call, the papers I need to read, and the places I need to visit. Since those particular factors will be different from assignments to assignments, I may not see my previous experience as being relevant for this particular project. The problem is that our failures to meet deadlines often come from less predictable, more general factors, such as new distractions from other tasks, difficulties with travel, or gaining unnecessary supplies or illness that could all contribute to a delay. It's this kind of difficulties that probably cause us to miss deadlines in the past, and recognizing the fact could help us to preempt some of those issues in the future. By focusing too much on the highly specific details of our current task and ignoring our past experiences, however, we fail to take those possibilities into account. This tendency may be exacerbated by motivated reasoning. We often look only for the evidence that suits our goal, and it is often within our interest to feel that a project can be completed quickly and with less effort, leading us to ignore or dismiss clues that it might take longer. We could tell ourselves that all our supplies will be more reliable this time, or the transport problems that set us back last time were a one-off, because we want to feel confident that the project will go more smoothly this time. Motivated reasoning could be a particular problem in business where people could be rewarded for unrealistically short deadlines, which might explain why it's particularly rife in IT. It could be something to do with the need to be competitive to secure contracts and thus underestimating the cost involving when tendering, says Kevin Thomas at the University of Bournemouth in the UK. Note that this does not necessarily involve deliberate deception. Thanks to motivated reasoning, people could easily be fooling themselves rather than consciously pulling the wool over their client's eyes. And an understanding of the planning fallacy can explain why even our best attempts at the time management can sometimes backfire. In a 2003 study, a group of Canadian undergraduates were asked to make detailed plans to executive tasks, such as their Christmas shopping. Against expectation, their time estimates were even more unrealistic than people who had not put together a schedule. The problem was that they were still focusing on a more specific task to complete rather than all those less predictable distractions and challenges that might prevent them from carrying out those duties on time. Their detailed plans had simply given them a false sense of security. Clearly, these were fairly simple tasks, and if you are embarking on a complex project, it will still be essential to unpack the necessary steps. Research by Kathleen McMahon at the University of Pennsylvania and Leslie John at Harvard Business School, for example, shows that setting implementation intentions can reduce procrastination, an increase in chance that people will follow with their plans. But if you want to make more realistic plans in the first place, you should also pay greater attention to previous experiences and resist the temptation to dismiss their relevance for the problem in hand. If you have not experienced this kind of project yourself, look to the average of people in a similar position. The circumstances may not be identical. It's unlikely that you will face exactly the same challenges this time around, but as a rough baseline, these previous experiences help you to set a better baseline estimate of the time to complete a project, which you can then refine with the particular details. Thomas says that he applies this strategy himself. I try not to treat the current task as something that's unique from what I've encountered before, he says. It sounds unendingly simple, but the research shows that it really works. If you take the same advice, that unsettling wishing sound or broken promises flying by can be a thing of the past, as you deliver each project with the deadline still firmly in sight.